Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Malachi 1, he said this. Let's see about verse 6. He said, a son honors his father, and a servant, in other words, a servant honors his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? Who's talking? God. What's he asking? Where's my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? The word fear includes the idea of reverence and also awe. Where is my AWE? Where is my reverence? Where is my awe? Isn't it sad that God would have to ask, where's my respect? Where's my honor? And yet look who he's asking this. Says the Lord of hosts, unto you, O priests. These are the preachers. And he's asking them, where's my respect? Where's my honor? He said, natural fathers, their sons are honoring. Natural masters, their servants are honoring. If I'm a father, is he a father? He's the father. He said, where's my honor? If I'm a master, is he a master? Yeah. The master of everything. Where's my reverence? Where's my fear? Where's my awe? O priests that despise my name. And here's their response. Wherein have we despised your name? What do you mean? Well, see, that alone would tell you what God said is true. Answering God like that. God tells you, where's my respect, Keith? Where's my reverence and fear? It's time for Keith to hit the floor. Put his nose in the carpet and say, oh God, forgive me. If I have to understand it and have to, he has to explain it to me to my satisfaction before I'll consider if he's right or not, what arrogance. He's right. Whether you got a clue or not, he's right. And if he says this is happening, you don't go, whoa, ha, huh. Really, I don't see that. You don't have to see it. You know, Peter missed it and the disciples missed it. When the Lord told them, he said, this night, every one of you is going to forsake me. Peter said, uh-uh, I'm not. Everybody else may, but I won't. And the others said, no, we won't either. No way, no how. Peter said, I'd die with you. Well, did he? No. He denied he knew the Lord. Stood out there and said all that stuff. What was it time to do when the Lord says, all of you going to forsake me tonight? What's it time to do? What's it time to do? Go, oh God, what do we need to do? What? We don't want to do that. If he tells you something, don't argue with him. Don't question it. Receive it. Show him the honor. How many know honor is due to God?
Yes.
And reverence, you owe it to him. Don't you? He gives you your next breath. Go ahead and take it. You like that? You want some more? You better acknowledge who's giving it to you. You know why you can sit up there and keep your eyes open and have a clue what's going on? God is the light of your life. He's the brightness of your mind. Every good thing that you enjoy comes from His hand. I know a lot of people don't believe that, but they're wrong. We exist for His pleasure. We are created. Aren't we? It's the fool who said in his heart, there is no God.
That's right.
Not, we don't have a bunch of fools in here, do we?
No.
No. No? Do you know God is real?
Yes.
Do you show Him respect for giving you life and
yes.
giving you breath? And are you thankful for every good thing that you enjoy?
Yes.
Well, here He's telling even His priest, He says, "What? You're despising Me." And they said, "Where? When did we despise You?" Keep reading. Verse 7, "You offer polluted bread on My altar." The first thing He starts talking to them about is their offerings. Now, I know that people have been all over the spectrum with offerings and giving. There are preachers just as crooked as can be and have said all kind of stuff just designed to get money out of your pocket into theirs. I know that. But there's other people just as crooked in other professions all over the place. It doesn't mean that just because you find one bad doctor that all doctors are bad, or one bad mechanic that all mechanics are bad, or that one messed up preacher that all preachers are the same. No. But the Bible has much to say about offerings, and it is a big and vital part of our lives. People don't like it when you talk about it, a lot of times because they're not giving. That's why they don't like it. The people that are tithers and givers, they go, "Yay, say it again." Right? So don't get too quiet. Or you tell off on yourself. But it's just a fact that if you love God and God has the right place in your heart, it will be shown, among other things, in your finances, in your giving. It will be shown. And they said, "Where did we despise You? Why are You saying, where's My honor and where's My respect?" He said, "How about those offerings?" They said, "Huh?" He said, "What about those offerings?" He said, "You offer polluted bread on My altar." And you say, "Wherein have we polluted You?" And you say, "The table of the Lord is contemptible." And you offer the blind for sacrifice. Is it not evil? And you offer the lame and the sick. Is it not evil? Offer it now to your governor. Will he be pleased with you? See if he wants it. Or accept your person, says the Lord of hosts. They were offering cheap, junk offerings. These were animals that weren't fit for breeding stock. They weren't prime for market. They were animals that were sick and dying. You're going to lose them anyway, and messed up and deformed. And that's what they were giving to the Lord, was the leftover junk, the cheap, worthless stuff. Hold your place here and look in the third chapter. The third chapter in the 13th verse. He said, "Your words have been stout against Me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken so much against Thee?" See, still smart mouth. Still back talking. What? What do you mean? And you know, a lot of times when people say that, they're being dishonest. Because they know some things. And they act like, what? What did we do? Liar, you know what you did. Fess up. Be honest. People look at you like clueless, like, huh? What? Did I do something? That's devilish. When you know what you did. You're playing dumb games. And so they said, what? What did we do? Verse 14. He said, "You have said..." How many know God hears everything you say? "You said, it is vain to serve God, and what profit is it that we have kept His ordinance?" What good does it do? That's why they had gotten to the place where they were giving like that. They thought, what good? It don't do any good. It's gone anyway. We're just going to take it out there and burn it up. So, it's just for the church. I mean, it's not like it's important, like business or home or family. I mean, it's just the church. Just the church. God's angry with them. Can you see this? He's upset with them. Go back to the second chapter. Well, back up to the first chapter, excuse me. Chapter 1, verse 10. He said, "Who is there even among you that would shut the doors? Neither do you kindle fire on my altar for nothing. I have no pleasure in you, says the Lord of hosts, neither will I accept an offering at your hand." Verse 13, "You have said, behold, what a weariness is it, and you have snuffed at it, says the Lord of hosts, and you brought that which is torn and the lame and the sick, and thus you brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, says the Lord? But cursed be the deceiver which has in his flock a male and voweth and sacrificed to the Lord a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, says the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen." How many know our great God ought to have a good offering? He ought to have a good church. He ought to have good stuff. If anything on the planet ought to have the top-notch stuff, it ought to be the kingdom of God stuff. Because there's nothing more important going on. Nothing. Everything else that is going on is temporary. Everything. Do you understand? Thank God for this country. And I am so thankful to be American and the freedoms that I enjoy, and I'm patriotic. But in just a few days, there will be no more U.S. of A.
That's right.
No more any other country.
That's right.
The time's coming and soon approaching where none of this will exist. Only the kingdom of God will exist.
Amen.
And only that which was done in the kingdom will matter and remain and exist. Yes, I think we ought to spend the money and do the things for our country and our nation and our military and our government and do it right. But that is not more important than the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is more important than that.
Yes.
And thing after thing is that way. And that's true. That should be true with every one of us personally. Shouldn't it? That number one is the kingdom and kingdom things. And he said, cursed be the person that could give a fine specimen of an offering and they don't. They've got it. They could. But they turn around and give the sick and the broke and the weak and the junk. Now this is the thing, this is particularly the thing that a lot of people don't like to hear about and don't like to talk about, but you will acknowledge that I did not write these verses. And the offering has already been received. So we're just talking about the Bible. And we're talking about you. And this is not some kind of crafty way to try to talk you into giving more to this church. It's not. If you don't know my heart, then you just don't know me. But I'm telling you, that's not the case. We're talking about you and God and the Word.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me